Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Tyler. How may I help you?
Hi, Tyler. Are you guys, this is the number associated with the little blue pill, I guess?
Yes, we are a third-party call center, so we deal with a lot of different companies. Am I having a zip code so I can pull up the account?
Yeah, but I need to speak to management. I don't need to speak to just a representative. I called last night and was promised a refund on charges that I had to agree to a lower amount, and was told I'd get an email within the hour or so showing my refund. Well, I got directions on how to get to the website by an agent there. But okay. In the meantime, I know where those charges came from, and it was actually I took a survey on my phone, and it was a prize that I only had to pay shipping for. So how am I getting charged over $200 for a prize that I won that I was responsible for shipping? And they look like, hey, these ought to be fun. Let me get these and give it a try. Not a membership and all this crap for what I'm being charged. And then being extorted to accept a smaller amount, that's illegal.
Sir, may I have your zip code?
94561. My name is Jeffrey Brown, Browne, Jeffrey, Jeffrey.
Okay, sir, 1 second while I place you on a brief hold.
Mm-hmm.
Sir, what are you wanting?
I want all my money back from this company. I'll send you back the package I ain't even open. And I want all my money back from this company, or I'm going to my bank and I'm explaining the situation to them, and they're going to come after you guys for fraud and misleading customers and extortion.
Sir, did you read the terms and conditions?
Ma'am, it was a prize that I had won on a survey I took on my cellular phone.
Did you read the terms
that
and
product.
Conditions?
Where were the terms and conditions on a, what is it, maybe 5x3, maybe, cell phone screen? And what I was agreeing
Sir,
to was...
Just because you didn't read it doesn't mean that it's not a valid charge.
No, it does mean it's a valid charge, an invalid charge, and I didn't authorize it because I was told I was paying and can prove I was paying for shipping costs.
Yes, sir.
And it was
it
a prize that I had won.
Shipping costs. It does say
I'm
that,
sorry?
But it also says if you don't cancel within those first 14 days of paying the shipping costs, they do bill you for the full amount of the product.
How do you cancel and how do you become a membership in a membership program when you're just taking a trial bottle of pills? That's it. It was if I was happy with it, my assumption was if I was happy with it, I could buy more. But honestly, that was my intentions. My intentions was, hey, these could be fun. I'll try these out with a girlfriend or somebody and go from there. Not know. Oh, I have a dick problem, and I need these pills. And on top of it, I was promised a refund with an email last night, and the upper management approved it, that I had to agree to the charges or the refund amount, or they were going to send it.
Sir,
so is
no
that
one
what they
made
did to
you
me?
Agree
they
to
didn't,
it.
They
no
did.
One made you agree to it. They've issued you a refund
oh, yeah,
of
they
$65.
Did.
No, you agreed to it. You accepted it. They refunded you $65.50.
Under distress, and I made sure
and
it was on there.
$67.24. They've issued that refund to you, and they just issued the refund
no,
on today.
Where's my email
sir,
saying they did this?
I'm going to make sure that you receive your email. Is your email Brown?
Okay.
B-R-O-W-N-E.
Okay. I'll accept this refund, but I'm going back through.
Can you verify
the text message? And I'm contacting that company, and I'm letting them know you guys are ripping people off.
Sir, can you verify your email address for me? Is it B-R-O-W-N-E, Jeff2@gmail.com?
Yep. Yep.
I am
and all I got was an email.
I am resending you your refund email.
Is it going to be the one I got last night?
Did you receive one last night, sir?
Yeah, it was directions on how to take the tablet and click here to view the other people's answers and all that crap. That's all it was.
Sir.
There was no money, no refund, receipt, none of that attached to it.
Sir,
it was your company.
It takes 3 to 5 business days for you to receive your refund, and you just received the refund today. So it takes 3 to 5 business days to hit your account.
For a lower amount, that is extortion. Because I know where I got this shit from, and I can backtrack it, and I can contact that company and show them. Look, you said it was a prize.
Are you going to also show them the terms and conditions that you accepted? Did you accept the terms and conditions, sir?
No, I agreed to a charge.
And you accepted when you hit terms
and
conditions.
I had no idea. I had no information on the company. I was accepting a prize that I could choose for taking a survey on my phone, but I had to pay for shipping. And all the products on there, you have to pay for shipping.
Okay, sir. Well, your refunds
so
have been issued to you, and you should receive them in 3 to 5 business days.
And I would have been signed up in the membership.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yeah, I'd like to speak to your manager, please.
Sure,
upper
sir.
Management.
Sure.
Yep. Thank you.